Exodus chapter 8, verse 1, and we find the story of Pharaoh. Exodus 8, 1 in the Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh, and say to him, Thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. If thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs. And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into thine house, and into thy bedchamber, and upon thy bed, and into the house of thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thine ovens, and into thy kneading troughs. And the frogs shall come up both on thee, and upon thy people, and upon all thy servants. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Say unto Aaron, stretch forth thine hand with thy rod over the streams, over the rivers, over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments, and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, Entreat the Lord, pray to God for me, that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people. And I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord. And Moses is thinking, hallelujah, you finally came to your senses. And Moses said unto Pharaoh, Glory over me. When shall I entreat for thee and for thy servants and for thy people to destroy the frogs from thee and thy houses, that they may remain in the river only? And he said, this is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. He said, tomorrow. And Moses said, be it unto thee according to thy word, that thou mayest know that there is none like unto the Lord our God. Can we pray tonight? Father, I thank you for your word tonight. I thank you, Lord, that even though sometimes it's humorous, there is a great lesson to be learned from your word. And thank you tonight, God, for the wisdom of your word. Teach us from your word tonight. Open your word to us, Lord. We may understand. We may become everything that you would have us to be. In the wonderful name of Jesus. In Exodus 8, 1 through 14, the scripture that I read to you, God has determined to bring his people out of Egypt's bondage. But Pharaoh was determined to keep them as slaves. Pharaoh's rebellion opens the door to a plague of frogs. There's frogs everywhere. There's frogs in the kitchen. There's frogs in the bathroom. There's frogs in the living room. There's frogs in the bedroom. There's frogs in the frying pan. There's frogs in the bread pans. There's frogs in the sink. There's frogs everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's frogs. Now let me talk about frogs tonight. Frogs, symbolically, are anything in your life that is contrary to God's word and God's will for your life. Many of you listening to me tonight, listening to this message, may have frogs or have frogs in your life. Things that you know that are out of order. Things that shouldn't be there. Can I tell you tonight, there are all kinds of frogs. There are big frogs, little frogs, fat frogs, skinny frogs. There are frogs of habits and addictions. There are frogs of uncleanness, frogs of lust, frogs of greed and pride. There are frogs of sickness and disease, of poverty and lack. There are frogs that people can see and smell and hear. Then there are frogs that people can't see. There are frogs in the heart and frogs in the mind. And other people may not be able to see them, but you know they're there. There are approximately 5,200 different species of frogs.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a lot of frogs.
That's a lot of frogs.
That's species of frogs. There's tree frogs. There's ground frogs. There's frogs that live in the water. There's short-legged frogs, long-legged frogs, fire-bellied frogs, painted frogs, tongueless frogs, screeching frogs. There's small-mouth frogs, big-mouth frogs. There's even a frog called the glass frog, which is almost completely invisible. There are frogs that are poisonous. In fact, they're deadly. The golden poison dart frog has enough toxin in its skin to kill 100 people, and you can die just by touching it. The largest frog known is called appropriately Goliath. And it can stretch out to 3 feet long and weigh up to 7 pounds. The smallest known frog is about the size of Lincoln's nose on a penny. And as I said tonight, there are all kinds of frogs. There are all kinds of frogs. And in our text tonight, one thing is sure, Pharaoh and all of his servants know they have a frog problem. They have got a frog problem. They have a problem with frogs. There was frogs everywhere. Can I tell you something? The first step to getting rid of a problem, getting rid of the frogs in your life, is to admit you got them.
Right.
You got to admit you got them. The bad things about frogs is they grow. Little frogs become big frogs. Little stinkers become big stinkers. They multiply. They multiply. They multiply. Anytime you give place and make room for one frog in your life, you have just given an invitation to the whole frog population.
Right. Come on.
I'm trying to help somebody tonight. You might laugh your way through this, but I'm going to help you. You can't have one pet frog off in a corner of your life that you feed and protect and take care of and it not affect the rest of your life.
Right.
A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump.
That's right.
Pharaoh recognized his frog problem was not getting better. It was getting worse. Now, nothing he did changed the situation. In fact, it was making matters worse. He had his magicians come, and they tried to get rid of the frogs, but it backfired. Instead of it getting rid of the frogs, it just brought more frogs. Pharaoh recognized it's getting better. And so the first step, it's getting worse rather, the first step to getting rid of frogs is to acknowledge you have a frog problem.
Right.
The next step to getting rid of frogs is to recognize they could not fix the problem themselves. They could not fix the problem. They were just making matters worse. Step three, they reached the place where they hated the frogs. Let me just say, God will not deliver you from something that you love or something that you are willing to tolerate, whether it's a bad attitude, whether it's self-pity, whether it's depression or jealousy or unforgiveness or lust or a bad temper or pornography or drugs or nicotine. It doesn't matter what it is. God will not deliver you from it as long as you love it, as long as you desire it, as long as you are making room for it in your life.
Exactly.
He won't do it.
Thank you.
So then, how can you be delivered from something that you know is wrong, that you know God is not pleased with, that you shouldn't have in your life, but you like it?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
How can I be delivered from a smart aleck attitude when I like being a smart aleck? It's amazing to me how people defend themselves. Well, that's just the way I am. Well, that may just may be the way you are, but that doesn't mean that's the way you have to be.
Right.
That may be the way you are, but that doesn't mean it honors God. Well, that's just my way. That's my attitude. That's just the way I am. I just got to tell it like it is. Well, you can tell it like it is and tell it in love. And you can tell it gently and you can tell it. You know, somebody said, well, I just got to give them a piece of my mind. See, you got to be careful when you're giving out a piece of your mind because you might give too much away.
Amen.
That's right.
But there's some people that they have bad attitudes. They have bad thought processes. They have bad actions. They're critical or they're judgmental or they're self-righteous or they're hypocritical or they're condescending and always talking down to people. And they think that they have a right to be that way because that's the way they are. My friend, it doesn't matter if that's the way you are or not. What you have to ask yourself, is this like Jesus? Is this a Christ-like attitude? Am I glorifying God by it? Do I honor Him? Am I a good witness in my attitude? Is my attitude a good witness? No, my friend, you have to hate something to get rid of it.
Right.
So I said, well, how can I get rid of it then? If it's something that I love, how can I get rid of it? I'm going to help you tonight. How can I be delivered from the fraud? frogs in my life when, if I'm honest about it, I really like them. You got to be honest about it. There's some stuff that people like. How can a person who is bound by pornography get delivered from pornography when they like it? How can a person who likes alcohol get delivered from alcohol when they like alcohol? And you be honest about it, every alcoholic doesn't want to be delivered from alcohol. They like their alcohol. So how can I be delivered from something that is in my life that shouldn't be there, that God is not pleased with, and that I know that it's not good for me, and God's not pleased with it, but I enjoy it, my flesh enjoys it. I know it's wrong, I know I shouldn't have it in my life, but to tell the truth, I love it. How can I be delivered from frogs in my life when, if I'm honest about it, I really like them? Wouldn't it be terrible to be like Pharaoh and all his servants and have frogs everywhere? Frogs in the kitchen, frogs in the bathroom, frogs in the bedroom, frogs in everywhere you walk, you're stepping on frogs.
Yeah,
that'd
be sad.
Everywhere you...
And they're jumping
all over the place. The Bible said they'll come up on you. They were jumping all over them. And to be so stupid, when you're asked, when do you want to get rid of them? Oh, well, tomorrow.
Sure did it today. Now.
You know, I think I can go with another day. I can put up with it for another night. You know, I can sleep with the frogs for another night. See, my message tonight is not one more night with the frogs.
Right.
Not one more night with the frogs. I don't want to put up with them one more night. I don't want them in my house. I don't want them near my house.
Right.
I don't want them in my bedroom. I don't want them in my kitchen.
Right.
I don't want them in my bathroom. I don't want them anywhere near me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So how can you be delivered from them when, if you're honest about it, you really like it? And to tell the truth, I'm going to tell you something. When God starts dealing with things in your life that shouldn't be there, most of the time we do like it. And most of the time when God starts hitting that area of our life, we have a little problem with it. Because we feel like we've got a right to that. And we can protect it. And so when God starts dealing with it, most of the time it will upset people. So here's the thing. How can I be delivered from something in my life when, if I'm honest about it, I really like it? Here's number one. The answer is you have to agree with God. First of all, you have to agree with God. You have to choose to operate out of your heart and your spirit and not your flesh. Your flesh may lust after it. Your flesh may desire it. But in my heart, I choose to hate it because God hates it. I choose to hate it because God hates it. I choose to hate anything that God says is dangerous or God says is not helpful to me, is not beneficial to me, is not going to bless me, is not going to increase me, is not going to move me into a greater Christ-likeness. So if God says I hate it, then I'm going to hate it. Even though my flesh loves it, I'm going to agree with God.
Right.
Even though my flesh still wants to go over there, and I don't, but listen to me. If even though my flesh would say, I want to go over there and sit down in front of that computer and I want to watch pornography, but my spirit man is saying, I hate it because God hates it, and because it's destroying my soul, and it will ruin my life, and it will ruin my marriage, and it will destroy my ministry, and so I hate it because God hates it.
Right.
Even though my flesh may desire it.
Right.
Even though my flesh may have a longing for nicotine or for alcohol or for drugs, I make a choice in my heart to say, I hate it, not because my flesh hates it, but because God hates it. And I agree with God because God says, if there's something that's going to hurt me, if there's something that's going to hinder my witness, if there's something that's going to keep me from growing in God, then He wants it out of my life, and I agree with God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
I agree with God. And there are many Christians, including myself. If I allowed my flesh to have control, we'd do things that are ungodly. If I allowed my flesh to get out of control, I would do things that are not good for me physically or spiritually. That's why I have to live out of my spirit. I have to operate out my spirit, because in my flesh, the Bible says, Romans 7:18, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing.
That's what it says.
I can't look to my flesh.
Right.
I can't depend on my flesh. I have to, I have to recognize the need for God's help. It's not enough for me just to hate it and agree with God. I have to recognize the need for God's help. Alcoholic Anonymous, anger management, marriage counseling, the patch, Nicorette, rehab. I'm not against these things. They're well, they're good in their place. But the bottom line is they cannot deliver you.
Right.
They cannot deliver you. They cannot set you free. The doctor, the financial consultant, lawyers, they all play their part. But first and foremost, above all, you need God. You need God. Finally, Pharaoh. He tries his magicians. He tries his way to get rid of things. He tries his management program. And it doesn't work. It backfires. It makes it worse. How many know that when you try to do things in the flesh, many times you just end up more bound up. You end up more angry, more resentful, more critical, more judgmental, more tied up in the flesh because you're trying to do it in your flesh. But finally, Pharaoh says, I need supernatural intervention. I need God's help. And he comes to Moses.
Yes.
And he says, Moses, I need you to entreat your God for me. I need you to pray for me. Glory over me, Moses says. I like that. I just like glory over me. I like Moses to say, praise God. Hallelujah. You've come to your senses. I didn't think it would take this long, but praise God. You finally realize you need God's help.
Yes.
When do you want to get rid of these things? Tomorrow. Tomorrow, Pharaoh speaks that one demon-inspired word that has doomed multitudes to an eternal hell. Tomorrow. Give me one more night with the frogs, Moses. I want to get rid of them, but not today. I want to pet my sin. I want to indulge my flesh. I want to satisfy my lust just one more time. I do want to get my life right with God, but tomorrow. I do want to get off these drugs, but tomorrow. I do want to get out of this adulterous affair, but tomorrow. I do want to get rid of this lust and perversion, but let's do it tomorrow. I do want to get free of this anger and resentment, this hatred and unforgiveness, but let's do it tomorrow. I do want to get rid of this bad attitude and this critical spirit, but let's do it tomorrow. Tomorrow, how many multiplied thousands have spoke that demon-inspired word tomorrow, but tomorrow never came?
Yes.
Amen.
On 9/11, when the Twin Towers came down, nearly 3,000 people lost their lives. For them, tomorrow never came. Some years ago, there was a tsunami that in one day claimed nearly 300,000 lives. For them, tomorrow never came. Psalms 27:1 said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. Luke 12:16 tells the story of the rich young ruler. The Bible calls him a fool. Why did he call him a fool? Because he thought he had it made. He said, I will say to my soul, soul, take your ease, eat, drink, be merry. You have much goods laid up for many years. But God said, you fool, this night your soul shall be required of you. What is he saying? You don't have the promise of tomorrow.
Right.
You have now.
Right.
You have this heartbeat.
Yes.
You have this breath.
Yes.
Every heartbeat is a gift from God.
Yes.
Every breath you have is a gift from God. To say yes to God and no to the world.
Amen.
Yes to God and no to sin.
Yes,
yes to God and no to the devil.
Yes
to God's will and no to your flesh.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 6:2 said, behold, now. Now, everybody say now.
Now.
Say right now.
Right now.
It's the accepted time. Behold, now
is
the day of salvation.
Yes.
Right.
When Moses prayed, God killed the frogs.
Yes, thank you.
Woo, hallelujah. When Moses prayed, God killed the frogs. Listen, this is powerful.
Amen.
That means what you have wrestled with and struggled with for years, God care of it in a minute exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
In 1 minute's time. No matter how bad it is, God will break its power over your life. Listen, there may still be the temptation, but its controlling power over your life will be broken. Does anybody feel a frog killing anointing tonight?
Ah, yes.
Woo! It's time to put your foot down and declare it's over. Not one more night the frogs.
Yeah.
I don't have to put up with the devil's mess for one more day.
Right.
Not
Amen.
One more hour.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Not one more
night.
Not one more day. Not one more hour.
Glory.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Say no more frog.
No more frog.
Say I have
a
frog free.
A frog free.
Life.
Life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory. Immediately when Moses prayed, the frogs started dying.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. I said immediately when Moses prayed, the frogs started dying. And when somebody's getting a revelation tonight. You're getting an understanding that power over the devil and every frog in your life. You don't have to put up with it.
No.
You don't have to live with frogs in your house. Hallelujah. No more than we have to live with termites, glory to God. We exterminated the termites and we'll exterminate the frogs.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody in your hand and praise the Lord tonight. There's an anointing in here tonight to destroy, to get rid of the frogs in your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I thank you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Those frogs take all kinds of form. I'm telling you, you gotta watch what you watch.
Yes.
You gotta look at what's coming into your eye gates. The way the devil gets into your heart is through your eyes and through your ears. David said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes.
Glory.
Some people think it's okay. They won't go to the movie to watch a dirty movie, but they'll bring it home and they get it on a DVD. They can put it in a DVD player and watch it at home. It's real quiet. I went to the store one day. It said PG on it. I thought, okay, PG. I paid $1 for it at Walmart, I think. You know, they have the little dollar DVDs sometimes. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go watch that. And I put it in. In the first 2 minutes, it's GD, GD, GD.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Are you kidding me? I said, well, you know, and what most people do is say, well, if I can just endure, if I can just push through that first part, you would not believe how many Christians I've heard tell me, it's got a good plot. You're just going to have to ignore the language. How do you ignore the language?
Yeah, you can't. It's right there.
You know what? David said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. You know what? I have made at my house, to the best of my ability, is a frog-free zone. So if I put one of those DVDs in my DVD player and it comes on my television and I watch it in my television in my house, I have just opened the door for frogs to come into my house. And then we wonder why we have a problem experiencing the presence of God. Why we have a problem having liberty and freedom in the spirit when we got frogs jumping all over the house.
Yes.
My brother used to come to my house and he'd want to watch these ugly movies, scary movies, you know, scary movies. And all those scary movies are demonic. They got demonic foundation. It's demonic. And so he wanted to come in my house and he wanted to watch the demonic movies on my television. I told him, I said, you're not going to watch that garbage in my house. This is a frog-free zone. Hallelujah. If you love your frogs that much, you have to take your frogs somewhere else.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. I want you to come to my house, but you're not bringing your frogs with you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, there's been sometimes I watch a movie, and I get into the movie, and all of a sudden stuff jumps out of there, and I didn't know it was coming.
Yes,
and you know what? That I make a decision. Oh, I can just put up with it. I can endure. I can push through this because it's a good movie. It's been good
you
up to this point,
right.
So it's going to be good after this point. So if I could just get through this ugly part right here, I'll be okay. And then it just pops up again and again and again and again and again. But it was a good plot. It was a good plot. When it's all over, I say, boy, that was a good plot. But you know what? I go to pray and I feel dirty.
Yes.
I go to pray and I feel dirty. And I feel like God's a distance, like
come
he's a long ways away. Why? Because I've just been playing with
you're
the dirty frogs. That's why. Because I've just been camping out with the frogs.
Yes.
And God don't like frogs.
Yes.
And God wants me to have a frog-free life.
Yes.
And I can have a frog-free life
yes.
if I want it.
Yes.
And I do want it.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I wonder why the Holy Spirit, why we don't have freedom in the Spirit, why we don't have a free flow of the Holy Ghost, why it's hard to speak in tongues, why it's hard to have that fluency of the Spirit in our life and that freedom and that liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is
liberty.
Oh, when you entertain frogs
yes.
in your life, you grieve the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Frogs are unclean. It doesn't matter if it's an attitude or if it's a sin. When the frogs died, they were still in the house. I want you to think about this. When the frogs died, they were everywhere. They were in the bedroom. They were in the bathroom. They were in the kitchen. They were everywhere. And when they died, they were still there in the house. They had to carry them out. When God kills something in your life, it's time to take out the trash.
That's right.
Yes.
It's time to get it out.
Right.
It's time to remove it.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know what people do sometimes? I've seen it happen. I've seen God instantly deliver somebody from nicotine and they never have another desire for it, never want it again, until years later they decide that they'll pick it up and do it again. Years later, they just decided they were with some other friends that were doing it. They had no desire for it. There was no compulsion to do it. There was no habit, no addiction that was driving it. They just had other friends that were doing that. And so they just picked up a sin. And as soon as they did, that frog came back in their life. And that frog took authority and took dominion in their life. Why? Because they prodded it and they played with it. God had killed it, but then they played with it and they prodded with it until finally the thing come back to life and exerted its power again. When God kills something in your life, take out the trash. Don't play with it. Don't mess with it. Don't test it. Don't tempt it. God delivers you from alcohol. And so you go hanging around alcoholics so just so you can prove that you're delivered. That's stupid.
Yeah. Come up from among them and be separate.
Good preach.
When the frogs died, they were still in the house. They had to carry them out. When God kills something in your life, it's time to take out the trash. Get it out. Remove
yes.
it. Don't play with it. Get rid of it. Many people have been delivered instantly. Then they prodded around with the thing until it reasserted itself and revived in their life. The instant God strikes a death blow, it's time to take out the trash.
Amen.
Now listen. Bible says they piled them up in heaps and the land stank. It was a stinky situation. I know it's a foul and a stinking situation. But here's the good news. It's not in my house anymore.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Can you just lift your hands and thank him right now? It's not in my house. It's not in my house anymore. God, I'm taking out the trash, Lord. You kill it. I'm taking it out, Lord. I agree with you, God. It's a frog. It's foul. It's unclean. It needs to die. I agree with you, God. I need your help. Deliver me.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah. Won't you just stand with me? We're almost done.
Yes.
We're leaving this place tonight.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Say, why are you preaching this message to us? I'm going to tell you why. Not because I think you're so bad. It's because God has something so powerful in store for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you and I in this church, these body believers, has to walk a closer walk than other people walk.
Thank you, Jesus.
If we're going to get where God has intended for us to get, if we're going to walk where God wants us to walk, if we're going to see what Brother Greg was prophesying about the miracles and the signs and the wonders and the healings and the deliverance and the miracles and the lives being transformed, we're going to have to walk a closer walk than other people walk. We're going to have to walk a cleaner walk. We're going to have to walk cleaner in our minds, cleaner in our hearts, cleaner in our attitudes. We're going to have to make up our mind that we're going to lay aside every weight and the sin that easily besets us.
Glory to God.
And run with patience, graces, and force. We have to make up our mind that we will deal a death blow to anything that God says, you don't need this in your life. You don't need this in your life. This is not beneficial to you. This will not help you. This will not increase you. This will not lift you. This will not bless you. This will not help you be more like
you.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So tonight, I'm not standing here and I'm not naming everybody's frog and saying you've got this frog and you've got that frog and you've got this frog. What I am doing is I'm saying this. If the Holy Spirit has touched your heart tonight and you know that there's an area in your life that needs to come under subjection, that needs to be killed, that needs to be removed from your life, an attitude, an action, thought process, things that you're doing. I preached this message one time. And there was a lady that had collected frogs. She thought I was talking about. She went home and got rid of all of her frogs. She had hundreds of frogs. Glass frogs, ceramic frogs. She had frogs everywhere. She got rid of all of her frogs. I don't think those frogs were a big problem. Maybe they were for her. Maybe they were for her. I don't know. Just between you and God tonight. Just between you and God. Because God has set a place, He has established a destiny for us as a body of believers and as individuals. And there's a price to walk there. And it's called holiness.
Yes, hallelujah.
It's called separation.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want everyone, if you would, tonight. These altars are here for a reason. I want us all to come around the front of this building tonight. Come around these altars. And I want us to spend some time searching our hearts tonight. And if there's something in your life tonight that you need God to kill, you need God to help you with, you need God to get it out of your life. You've got to agree with God. That's the first thing you've got to do. I admit it, and then I agree with God. I don't want it in my life. I'm not going to make room for it. I'm not going to make a tolerance. I'm not going to make an agreement or a covenant with it. I'm getting it out of my life. I want to have a clean house, a fog-free house. Hallelujah. Father, thank you tonight, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you that you love us enough, Lord, to tell us the truth. Thank you, Lord, that you love us enough, God, to reveal to us things in our life that are a hindrance, things that would hold us back, things, God, that would keep us from being everything that we can be, from reaching our destiny, from fulfilling our destiny and fulfilling the purpose for which we were brought into this world. Tonight, Lord, we renounce the frogs in our life. We renounce attitudes, Lord. We renounce things that we've allowed into our house, into our eyes, into our ear gates, Lord. We renounce them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we make a commitment tonight that with your help, Lord, we're going to hate what you hate and we're going to love what you love. God, we're going to guard our eyes and we're going to guard our ear gates, God. Lord, you said, be holy as I am holy. Lord, you said that we could be, and we believe it tonight, Lord. We believe it, Lord. We're laying aside every weight, every sin that so easily besets us, so we can run this race with patience that's set before us tonight, God. Lord, we want this church to be a frog-free zone, God. We want it to be a place, Lord, where your Holy Spirit moves freely and fully and powerfully, Lord, and gloriously, Lord. We don't want anything
anything hindering your spirit. We don't want anything that would grieve the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, Lord, you said our bodies are the temples of the Holy Ghost. Lord, you said you dwell in us, you live in us, Lord. You don't want to cohabitate with frogs in our lives tonight, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Not one more night with the frogs. Not one more hour. Not one more day. Lord, thank you for freedom tonight. Thank you for freedom tonight. Thank you for the anointing that destroys the yoke. Thank you for the anointing that destroys that stronghold in my life. That breaks that power over my life. That destroys that power over my life. Free in the name of Jesus. Free from every addiction. Free from every habit. Free from every lust. Free from every thought and imagination, Lord, that's contrary, contradictory to your word, to your will, God. Oh, I thank you for a holiness, a holy people, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, we can't do it ourselves. We can't do it ourselves. We know it, Lord. We need your help. We need your strength, Lord. Just like Pharaoh recognized, I need your help. I need your strength tonight, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and empower me to step on these things. Come, Holy Spirit, and empower me to cut it off, to cut it out, to get it out of my heart, to get it out of my mind, to get it out of my home, to get it out of my Oh, I worship you tonight, Lord. God, you said those that bear the vessel of the Lord must be holy. They must be holy, Lord. Oh God, we thank you tonight for loving us, for loving us, Lord, for giving us your word, God. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that empowers us to live right, to live above sin, to live, Lord, holy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for strength tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. Thank you, Jesus, for the power of the Holy Spirit. God, to kill every frog in our lives tonight. To destroy every frog from our lives tonight. Lord, every small frog, not only the big frogs, not only the poisonous frogs, not only the deadly frogs, but even the little critters, Lord, even the little ones, God, the ones that other people might not even notice, Lord, but we notice them, and you notice them, Lord, and we don't want them in our lives, Lord. We don't want them in our homes. We don't want them in our hearts, Lord. God, we thank you for a frog-free zone, God. We thank you for frog-free lives, God. Hallelujah, Lord, we hunger. We thirst for righteousness, for holiness, Lord. To have lives that are pleasing to you, God. Lord, a son of Akiah. Lord, to honor you in all that we do, in all that we say, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, of a son of the Akiah, the Osiah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You don't condemn us, Lord, but you empower us, God. You lift us up, Lord. You strengthen us, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Worship you, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to Jesus. Glory to God, glory to Jesus. Glory to God, glory to Jesus. Lord, I worship you, I adore you, Lord. I worship you, I adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I honor you tonight. I honor you tonight, Lord. Not one more night with the frogs. Not one more. Not one more night. Not one more day with something that you did. Something that is a hindrance. Something that is unclean.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. see this. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the Father. I am the clay. Mold me and make me.
Concerning the ministry, the man of God that was here before us, before Pam and I came, Brother Smith and his wife, and what God had established and what God is doing. I don't know if I'm going to deliver that this Sunday, but I feel it in my heart. God gave me a word, and I'm going to deliver that word. It's a powerful word. It's a powerful word. This church. And this goes right along with it because God is getting us ready for something. God's getting us ready for something. Not just to go to heaven. He's getting us ready for usefulness. He's getting us ready for usefulness. It's very difficult to witness to someone who is doing the same thing you're doing. It's very difficult for me to talk to somebody about deliverance from something that I'm bound with. It's very difficult for me to expect to bring healing to somebody if I'm dealing with the same issues that I'm praying for them for. So God wants to bring us to a place of great usefulness.
Yes.
By getting not only the little foxes out. Remember that scripture says it's the little foxes that's full of honey. It's also the frogs. To get the frogs out of our lives. Amen. I want to also say to the men, I'm going to be over here tomorrow. The women are going to be here praying. I'm going to be over here tomorrow. I want to give you an opportunity. If you want to come and pray, then come and meet with me. I'll be over there.
At the same time.
10 o'clock. At the same time. And let's just seek God for what God has in store for us. Amen. If you don't come, man, I'll pray anyway. But I just want you to know, I'll be over there. And that we're just believing God for great things. God is doing great things.
Yes, He is.
There is an atmosphere
is
in this house.
God,
there's
you,
liberty. There's freedom. This kind of freedom, this kind of liberty is what sets captives free.
Yes, Jesus.
You know, when we are walking in total freedom and liberty, and we have a fog-free zone, know what I'm talking about? Then when somebody comes in and they've got a lot of frogs, we can get them free from frogs.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We can get them free from their frogs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's all stand up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.